whatever we're offered in our efforts to be in the text produces our gift for the group. So even the difficult stuff is a gift for the group because it describes an experience that we all need to be supported in. There is no time and space in this sort of work. So even if we do miss something in the moment, or we struggle to be in the moment with a state, reflecting on it afterwards is still working with the state. It's still producing things. The Lord has that all in hand. And so sometimes in this work, not just in terms of the 2-week period, but things can come up from years back, we can be reminded. And what that is about is really states that have sat dormant are now being brought to the fore so that they can be worked with and recast in the light of where the Lord's truths are in us at this particular point in time. We're working in the realm of shifting states and processes. And because that is the case, we need to see the process from the end in view and not judge the end from the process. The process is always going to be messy. And the nature of process is states of chaos and consolidation and everything in between. But our trust is in the Lord, who manages all those states with an end in view. The Lord's mercy is over all, and his divine providence is managing down to the finest detail of people's states. I was reminded of the story of the 10 virgins. They are involved in preparation. So it's the preparation of the lamps, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. It's all about preparation. So we do the preparation through responding to what the word asks of us, but the actual movement forward, what's involved in our regeneration, all that is the Lord. It's all him. And even our preparation really is from him as well. But we get to, as of self, as of ourselves, to be engaged. I think the spiritual life is really a life of preparation. We can only do what we're asked, and then the end is the Lord's.